listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning. Welcome to Lifeline. Wake up Saturday morning. Get up, get your coffee going, shake your head, get it all, you know, get that sleep off of you. Hey, this is Landon. Welcome to Lifeline Radio Ministry. Listen, usually I come in here and I teach. I do my best to teach the Word of God and teach the Word of God. I'm going to give you testimony today. It's going to be a real easy one to listen to. You can record it. You can take a little bit of notes, but not going to be real deep. I want to give you testimony because sometimes you hear all this word being taught. People think, you know, that sounds great, but I wonder how their life is. I wonder how they're doing. You know, that preacher man, he's on there telling us all this, and God does this. I wonder how his life probably don't look no different than mine. Well, I'm going to give you a taste of it. I'm going to give you a real-life testimony of my last 2 weeks. And you'll go, wow, if that's what serving God's about, hey, man, I want in. Listen, the program's called Lifeline. You can pick us up right now, WCNO.com. If you have time, just WCNO.com. You can go on your computer. You can do 89.9 FM, of course. But a lot of people are too cool for that now. That's that old school stuff, FM radio, man. So everybody wants to be high tech. Go to your laptop, go to your phone, whatever you got, WCNO.com. Hit live broadcast. You are riding right now with us. Or anytime, do the same thing, WCNO. That's WCNO.com. And you'll see under that live broadcast something that says on demand. Bam. Click on demand. Calendar pops up. Go, who were they again? Oh, yeah, there it is. Bob Allen Ministry, Lifeline. Look at that, 8:30 every Saturday morning. Let me see what they had to say last week. How about the week before? How about last year? Whatever. So if you missed this one, you can always catch us on demand. I give you permission to call anytime during this broadcast. Here's what it's about. This is why we call it Lifeline. It is literally a lifeline. If you're hurting, if you need help, if you need prayer, you know, if you need to, we're trying to bridge the gap between you and God. If you don't know how to do that, if you feel like your prayers aren't getting answered, somehow God doesn't hear me, I've walked away, and I know I've walked away, and I need to call and confess. I need to call and rekindle that fire within me again. I need the Spirit to be reignited. I want to ask God to come into me. Whatever the case is, you're welcome to call during this broadcast for prayer, for salvation, or and a lot of you are going to go, I thought that was salvation, to be born again. If you want more than just, oh, Jesus, please be my Savior, I don't want to die and go to a burning hell. I'm not into that, Lord. I really do want to go to heaven when I die. I'm sorry for what I've done. Please, please forgive my sins. You can call for salvation, but if you'd like to be born again, if you're like, you know, I want to take it a step further, Lord, I want you to move in me with your Spirit and take me over. I want to become a brand new creature and a brand new creation, like the Bible says, born again, totally born again, like John chapter 3. Read it for yourself. The whole thing's about that, John chapter 3. I want to be a new creature in Christ by, functioning by, empowered by, indwelled by, influenced by, spoke to by your Holy Ghost. I want the Spirit of the living God, the same one that raised Jesus from the dead, to move in me. You're welcome to call for that too, brother. I'm all about that. Let me give you the phone numbers. We're going to pray this thing in, okay? 221-1100. The local number is 221-1100. You can't get much easier than that. If you look at a phone, it's the first two buttons. You hardly even have to move. You know, you can dial it with your... Well, let me not do that. Ready? 221-1100 is the local number. If you're out of town, 888-221-8990. Imagine that. 89.9 is 8990. We're making it real easy for you here today. 888-221-8990. Let me ask you guys to do something for me. Pray for Bob. Had to go up north. We have a family member that passed away. And he's got to preach the funeral today, and it's his own family. It's his brothers and sisters. And all. You know that's always a nervous thing. It's easier to preach to other people than your own family. So pray for him. I want you guys to cover Bob in prayer, that the Holy Spirit be in him, alive in him, quicken him, exactly what to say. Regardless of what he thinks, I want the Lord to speak through him clearly so that whatever they need to hear in this occasion, it'll come out perfect. Thank you for covering him for me. Real quick, and I'm going to stop with all this rambling stuff. I got one more thing. Support this ministry. It's real easy. Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. And I'll give that at the end again. So mail your support for this ministry to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. And listen, turn in the book of Matthew with me. Okay, we're going to read something. I want to show you how this works. And the funny thing is, the last month or whatever, my life's been so blessed, it was just ridiculous. Then all of a sudden I get back from vacation, and God says, here's one of the main reasons why you've been so blessed lately. And I went, wow. And when he showed me this in scripture, I realized how powerful, how accurate, how infallible, how exactly right on the money scripture is. Father God, we praise your name this morning. We come in here and we know that we serve Jehovah God, Yahweh. We serve the mighty living, not the dead God. We serve the only living God who's able to do things, who spoke this world into existence. By his very word hangs the power of all principalities and powers in this universe. We thank you that we have the privilege to come to you as sons and daughters. We thank you that you sent Jesus to pave that road, bridge that gap, and give us a way to come into perfect fellowship and right standing, just like Adam and Eve had in the garden with you again. So we thank you that you allowed your son to come take every punishment, every sin, every dumb thing we've done off of us, that we become pure again in your eyes, and then you come and you inhabit and you dwell and you commune and you walk with us and you talk with us just like it was designed in the very start. We want to praise you this morning for that. We want to ask your hand of mercy on this right now. Please be with me, Father. Speak through me. Anything you would have to say, I yield my flesh 100%. I crucify it now at the cross and leave myself in your hands, that you speak through me so that I may learn your oracles and everybody within the sound of my voice. Save me and those that hear me, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray that the power of your Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit will flow through this place today. Have your way with my mouth over this airwave, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, look at this right here, okay? Matthew 5, here's what the text says. And seeing the multitude... So Jesus looked at us and said, man, there's a lot of people here. That's a good time to do this. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set down, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying. I want you to look at the saying thing. Words are what controls the kingdom of God. When you go back to Genesis 1, God formed everything that you know of by his word. Hung the stars, told the moon where to go, told the oceans where to go, separated the waters. Everything he did by his word. Okay, he spoke everything into being except man. He formed us by his hand, so we're very precious. That's a whole other teaching. But the word of God hinges all things. So he opened his mouth and taught them saying, see, this is what you have to do. The word has to be released and come forth. As it come forth, it has to take seed. And as it takes seed, you got to mix a little faith with it. That's why the Bible says if you have the faith of a mustard seed, if you'll mix a little faith with the word of God that you hear today or any time out of the Bible, you will have miraculous results in your life like you cannot fathom with your natural mind. But people hear the word, but they don't mix faith with it. Therefore, nothing ever does happen. And they think, well, the word of God must not be what they say it is. You didn't mix any faith with it. And the word tells you clearly. Matter of fact, let's just go there. I don't like to skip around, but let's do it. Hebrews 4 something. I'll find it real quick. Thank you, Holy Ghost 2. Here we go. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into the rest of God. There's a rest, R-E-S-T. Where you don't live stressed out, things aren't bothering you, your body's not falling apart, any of you should seem to come short of it. So he says, if you're going to fear anything, he says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us, a promise now of entering into his rest. God said, I promise you, I'll make a way where you can enter into my rest and coast through this life on my shoulders. All right? But he says, you better fear, lest any of you come short of this. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. What's he talking about? Unto the Jew and unto the Gentile. So the gospel was preached to the Jew, to the chosen people, to the people of Israel, and then it came through Paul to us. So he says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached, ready? The word, the what? The word, that word is the word, that word is faith, that word is the prophet. Listen, that word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So it's crucial you put a little faith into what God tells you from his word if you want to see the results come forth. That is the formula for the word to work. So the minute you decide, I'm going to believe what God said. If you don't believe what God said, none of this word will help you. But the minute you decide that you're going to make a conscious decision to move forward and start believing God and taking his word at what it says and trusting it to be the solid truth of this universe, it will change your world. He said, blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. Well, if you're in a situation, if you're going through something and you need mercy, let's say you're super sick and you're like, God, please have mercy on me. Have you been merciful? Ask yourself. You can test this yourself. I'm going to bet probably not. But if not, it's not too late. Start today. Make up your mind today. Say, well, wait a minute. I need mercy from God. And the Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Start being super kind and super merciful to the nurse that comes in that room. Start being kind to everybody that comes visit you. Start being merciful. No matter what they say they've done, or hey, I'm sorry, I should have never said that to you back then. So don't worry, man. I love you. Try walking in mercy and see how much you get. It's a principle. God spoke it. He said, blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. So do what the principle says. Put faith in the word of God and watch it start working for you. Blessed are the pure in heart. What's that mean? Pure, and that's a hard one to swallow. How can we be pure in heart? It means clean. Stop sowing seed, thinking things. Watch what you allow to come in your eye gate and in your ear gate, because those things set up camp in your body, in your mind, in your soul. They can even take hold of your spirit. So what happens is what you allow in begins to control you. It contaminates or dirties your heart, the very inner core of you, what makes you think, what makes you tick. You ready? So he says, blessed are the pure in heart. So keep your heart clean, for they shall see God. Do you want to see God? Do you want to have a true encounter with God? Do you want to experience all you can from him? He says, then I will bless you if you'll do your part and keep yourself clean. Keep your heart clean. Don't let things come in that will contaminate the relationship between you and I. Then he says, blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. Wow. But you got to get in the Bible to get to know peace. All right. This is definitely one of the fruits of the Spirit. So once you get to know the Lord and you can start to rest in him and start to experience the goodness of God, the peace of God will start to change you and you'll become a peaceful, God-like character. That's when you can apply this. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, Jesus went on and taught that the kingdom of heaven is within you. He said, it has come. Now that I've gone up to the right hand of the Father, if you look in John 14, 15, and 16, I sent the Holy Spirit back to you to be your comforter, your absolute all in all, to move in you, to be with you, to teach you, to guide you, to talk to you. You have 100% full fellowship with me, with the Godhead, through the form of the Holy Spirit. Look it up, John 14, 15, and 16. If you'll meditate on those three chapters for the next month, you'll see all this very clear. God wants to open it to you. So before you read, say, God, please, through your Spirit, please open my eyes to these truths. He will. And then when you read 14, 15, and 16 of John, things will become super clear to you, and you'll see that he said, listen, it's better for you that I go away, because if I don't go to this cross and take this thing, and if I don't take all the sin of the world on me, you guys have no way to be clean with God again. But I'm going to do this. Jesus said, I'm going to fulfill this destiny. I'm going to take that sin and wipe away your guilt, your shame, and your wrongdoing. And when I rise to the right hand of the Father, I'm going to send the same Spirit that's been in me this whole time that you've watched heal everybody, you've watched minister, the exact same Holy Spirit from God is going to now move in you. Because when I get there to the right hand of the Father, I give you my word, Jesus said. You got to look it up, John 14, 15, and 16 again. He said, I promise you, I'll send my Spirit. I'll put him in you. He'll be in you. He'll be your comforter. That's a big deal. If you're not living in comfort, if your life is not comfortable, you don't have a good relationship with the comforter. This is easy stuff. So he said, I'll put him in you. He'll dwell in you. He'll teach you. He'll guide you. He'll comfort you. He'll be your all in all. So I suggest you work on that right now. But he says here, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my namesake, which is where I'm going to take off today. This is true testimony. This is Landon's personal testimony of his life. You ready? Blessed are you when men shall revile you, persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my namesake. How did that begin? Blessed are you. Now, here's what happened a while back, about maybe 2 months ago, let's say. A person that I take care of, and I've been waiting on this person for quite a while. We've developed a good relationship as far as business goes. They come, I wait on them. Whatever I do at my job, I'm not trying to put my whole life out there, but I take care of them at my workplace. They've loved me over time. They've treated me great. So here's what happened. I'm off, and they know what day I have off because I have the same day every week. So if you've been coming to me for years, you know what day I'm off. So this person I take care of intentionally, all my day off, they intentionally set out, made their mind up to attack me. So they came in on my day off and said all kinds of manner of evil against me. Just like that verse you said. Well, don't you know, by doing that, man, they blessed my socks off. Because I started reflecting when I was putting the sermon together, I was trying to put something different together, and the Lord said, why don't you just tell what's happened? I mean, the word's been working for you. People need to know that it works, and it works now. It works today. It's not some historical thing that used to work in the past, but I don't do what I say. The word still works exactly like it says in Scripture, period. Period. So by doing that, they blessed my socks off. I'm going to listen. I'm going to go ahead and tell the story right now, but I just want to stop for a minute because I haven't given anybody the chance to call. So in case you need prayer, in case you're going through something, if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, if you want to accept Christ as your Savior right now, I mean, these are all things I want to do for you. That's why it's called Lifeline. All right, so 221-1100, you can experience God for yourself. And write this number down, because as I'm telling you my personal testimony, you might just think, you know what? That's not bad. I think I should get on board with Jesus. All right, 888-221-8990 is the out-of-town number. Now, here's what happened. So that takes place. They come in on my day off. They intentionally just badger me. I mean, it's terrible. I come in the next day. The boss is tripping out. Everything was bad. So, but I didn't let it get to me. For a little bit, for an hour or two, I kind of meditated in my mind. Then all of a sudden, the Lord quickened me and said, man, you haven't done anything. Relax. You're only nervous and you're only fearful if you're guilty of the accusation. If you're walking as a man of God or a woman of God and you stay that way, God said, you got nothing to fear. No matter what come, there's no way they can show or prove any of their word because it just simply isn't so. And I said, you know what? Wow, that's awesome, Lord. You're right. For the first time, I'm actually innocent in life. So my sales got bigger and bigger because I used to be a really bad dude. So it wasn't always that way in the past. My sales, I've been with this company 3 years and 3 months. My sales got so huge this last month, the month of June. You know, when you're on some kind of commission basis thing, you're always a little bit behind with your pay because you have to catch it all up and get the paperwork lined up. Blah, 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 blah. My sales got bigger and bigger. The month of June was the largest month recorded for me ever since I've been there. Not only that, one day I had a sale so big. Now, listen to this now. This company's been established in this particular town in Stuart, Florida for 38 years. 38 years. I had a sale so big. I happened to run into the boss in the hallway, and I said something. I can't remember exactly. I said, boss, did you see that sale I had, man? Because I was all proud of myself, you know? And he goes, you know what I did, man? He goes, let me just tell you, Len, I don't ever remember in the history of this company having a sale that big. I'm like, wow. I mean, talk about feeling good, you know? No, you can't get prideful. It's all God. You got to give God the glory. You got to say, man, it's all Jesus. But I didn't realize this. I had to go through this whole month or two of this process, and then God opened my eyes to this and said, listen, because that happened, I blessed your socks off. If I tell you, I'll do it. If it's in the word of God and I made it a promise to you, you can bet on it, man. I don't care what it is. If you find my promise and you walk righteous with me, it will come to pass. I am God and I do not go back on my word. So that month, like I said, which was last month, I'm not giving you old testimony, okay? I'm not giving you old stories from 5 years ago. I'm giving you now stuff. This is what's going on now. This is a fresh story. This is now. You need to live in Christ now. All right? So anyway, the month of June was the biggest month I ever had with this company, ever, so far. All right? In my business, I mean, these are just all the things that just kept happening. This thing was like a ripple effect, man. It just made me so blessed. It was great. In my business, you listen, you don't get tipped. Tips don't happen. They just simply don't happen. Once in a while, like in the course of a year, someone might slide you a $5 bill. You know, thanks for your help. You know, someone might slide you a $10 bill. A man offered me a $100 tip. I mean, I took care of this guy. I spent 10 minutes with him. He reached in his pocket. He said he was trying to give me a $100 bill. I didn't take it. I felt like it was too much. Hold on. Hold that thought right there, okay? Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Hi, I'm listening to you, and I'm just so blessed. And I was on my way to do some shopping, and I just needed to hear that word this morning.
Oh, that's awesome, and, man.
And I just need prayers for my family. I'm going through a very challenging time.
Okay.
But the word that you brought this morning was the word works, and I need to remember that the word works.
Listen, it really, no matter what happens. And you know what else? When I was preparing this thing, I didn't go there today on the radio, but I looked back. If you get a chance, young lady, visit Matthew chapter 4. God took me there because telling me what you're saying, how much the word works. Well, yeah. Jesus was filled with the Spirit and then led out in the wilderness, right? To be tested of the devil, it says. He was starving, basically. He went with no food for 40 days. The devil come at him face to face. So whatever you're going through, I think this is for you. This is why I'm telling you this. Face to face. The devil's actually in his face. You can't get any more direct attack than that. And Jesus said, man, let me tell you something. It is written. In other words, the word works. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but man shall live, which is you, by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how we live. That's how we attain life, by putting that word to work. You know what I mean? So if you get a chance, you might want to look back at that, because that'll make you, I mean, all of a sudden you'll go from, man, I've been getting beat up, to a powerful warrior, when you realize that the word will defeat even the devil face to face combat. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Let me go ahead and pray for you. Do you mind giving me your first name?
Silbert. I just gave my last name. Silbert. S-O-B-E-R-T.
Okay, Silbert. That's awesome. I love that. All right. Lord, you know what's going on. I'm not going to ask all that and have her put all that on the air, but there's been stuff in her life. But you know what? Here's what I discern. Apparently, she's had great seed. She's had a good walk with you before. She understands you. She knows you. But the cares of this life have come and choked out the word. So we ask you for Sobert's life and for her family. We need an increase of richness in her life, which will come through the word. As that word begins to increase again, it will dominate every principality, every power that's come against her that could possibly even be in the future plan to try to attack that family. That word will start to separate that light from darkness. It did it in Genesis, Father. You came and you looked at darkness and you said, there's darkness, but I got a word for it. Let there be light. Your word came forth and totally annihilated the devil, annihilated darkness in that case. But in today's world, the example would be the attacks from the enemy. So we just thank you for hearing our prayer, Father. We thank you. I'm going to speak a blessing over her life right now based on the word of God. So in other words, I say that so you'll know that if you'll get in the word of God and you'll rest your assurance back in this word, you will walk into a blessing. I've spoken into your life by the power of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. So please get back in your word. So Father, we thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for being there for her family. We thank you for opening up her eyes and penetrating her heart this morning, that the word went forth in truth and works like it always does. We speak a blessing on Sobert once again. We thank you so much for calling. Father God, we thank you for hearing our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, thank you so much. Let me say this. Please write down or try to put in your mind our Gmail, because people can Gmail us. We can help you big time that way. We have much more time there than we do on this little program, okay?
Okay.
TryLifeline@gmail.com. Very easy.
TryLifeline. Okay.
Yep. And just put it in as one word, TryLife, you know, TryLifeline@gmail.com, and we'll be glad to help you, man.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome for calling. Thank you. God bless you. All right. So you got that? The word works. You see that? Awesome. Awesome. So anyway, okay. So this guy, now in my business, you don't, like I said, you don't get tips. This is a medical profession. You're just helping people in medical stuff. They don't usually get all excited and want to, you know, every now and then someone will say, hey, thank you so much. No one's taking that much time to do that with me that way or whatever. And they might give you $5 or something. That might happen a couple times a year. But this guy offered me $100. And I was like, I mean, I wanted it, man. Your flesh jumps up. When someone puts a $100 bill in front of you, you get, whoo, boy, you start drooling, you know. But something in my spirit just sensed it just wasn't right. I'm like, I spent 10 minutes. I did a few little things for me. It's just not, it wasn't worth $100, you know, to me. Now, And I thought, oh my God, I mean, after the guy left, you start weighing things in your flesh. I'm like, man, was that stupid? Was God trying to just bless my socks off? And I turned it away. So I didn't see it coming, but so my daughter moved out of this apartment. She goes, hey, Daddy, do me a favor, man. Will you go over and clean my apartment for me, please? I want to get my security deposit back. I don't have time. I got to go to Orlando, blah, 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 blah. So I said, all right. So my wife and I were there, and we busted our butt, man. We cleaned that thing spotless. Well, don't you know? It wasn't a week later. She got her money back. She was so excited. She put a $100 bill in a card and mailed it to us. I said, Daddy, oh, I love you. You and your wife are the best. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, blah, 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 blah. Well, so when I look back, it didn't feel right in my spirit to take that, but God wanted to give me $100. Since I didn't take what I knew my spirit didn't agree with, he did it another way. He goes, you know what? Maybe it was just I don't know, but I feel good about it. I feel like I did the right thing by not getting greedy over that. And since I didn't get greedy over that, God put it on the back end the right way through my own daughter where I would take it and feel blessed and feel like she loves me. And he just does it so right. My wife and I left on vacation 2 weeks ago, okay? Now, and I'm not bragging. Listen, I don't make a lot of money and all that stuff. Don't get all up in your head. Right before we left for vacation, now this is going on vacation. It's a blessing to be able to go on vacation and go debt-free. That month was so good, we paid off our credit cards. I paid my Visa, we paid our MasterCard, we paid our American Express down to zero. We left on vacation with three credit cards with a total zero balance. That's God. I didn't hit the lottery and I don't make a ton of money. I'm telling you now. As a matter of fact, check this out. On my MasterCard, I haven't had a zero balance in a while. I keep them pretty minimum, but I don't keep them quite at zero. So I got so excited. I said, man, I got to go in here and look at that. I just want to see that thing say zero balance in my mind. You know what I mean? So I pulled it up to check it, right? And all of a sudden, it's got $74 to the good. They put an extra $74 in there for me to spend and I said, what's going on here? You know? So there was this gas thing going on with my MasterCard, 5%. You know how they do them things. So it had earned me $74 to the good. So when I'm paid off my credit card, all of a sudden now I'm $74 in the red. So I can go spend $74 and it doesn't cost me a penny. It's on them. So it even got better that way. I mean, hopefully you're catching on to this thing. We are going out of town, so we rented this really nice rental car, right? We called the place. We wanted to get a 300. So we said, give us a Chrysler 300. They gave me every reason why they can't. Well, Mr. Allen, we got so many people, cars coming in. We can't do that. We can't promise you nothing, this and this and that. Well, an hour before I'm getting off work on Friday, we're going to leave. All right, we're about to, or Saturday, whatever day it was. We're going to leave and go out of town. This girl, Amanda, from the rental car agency here in Stewart, I don't want to put them on blast and all that. I'm just here to celebrate Jesus. I don't want to celebrate everybody else. But someplace here in Stewart, the girl's name Amanda. If you get her, you can trust her. She's awesome. Well, she calls me an hour before and says, hey, Mr. Allen, a brand new Chrysler 300 2015 just came in, white, gray leather, blah, blah. She goes, I'm going to hold it for you. Now, no reason. Favor of God again. So anyway, we go on vacation. Everything went so good. The motel loved us. The people that took care of our room loved us. They kept making us, you know, them towel things you can make. They made us turtles. They made us monkeys. They made us seahorses. They made us bunny rabbits. I'm serious. And this was only at a La Quinta Inn. This is not the Ritz-Carlton. It wasn't somewhere where they normally do that. They don't do that there. But they took a liking to us. The people that made our floor up took a liking to us. We'd come home and they have all these beautiful things in our room all the time. It was crazy. While there, let me just say this real quick, then I'll stop. While there, there's this place called Silver Dollar City, okay, in Branson, Missouri. Well, we're about an hour away. Well, we get a call from family member, and they're like, why don't you go to Silver Dollar City? We're here. We can't afford it, man. That's like $200 to get the door. They said, listen, I'll transfer the money for you into your account. You can have my money. I'm going to pay for it. I'll give you $200 to go. So you see what I mean? I could keep going. You don't understand how the last month has been. So what I'm saying to you, I'm trying to encourage you, get in your Bible, go to Hebrews 4. Verse 12. Go to Hebrews 4, verse 12 and read that this week. I want you to know what the Word of God is, how powerful the Word of God is, and how you can live in this blessing too. The blessing's for you. You got to accept Christ and then start reading your Word and speaking it out of your mouth. Put that Word into action. Listen, I got a few seconds left. I got to go so into this ministry. I want you to send your check or money order to Try Lifeline. Sorry, that's the Gmail. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Send your donation, send your support to this ministry to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. And I want you to hit me up on the Gmail, trylifeline@gmail.com. I love you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.